turn the page of the calendar, move into the new year with fresh new hope, knowing that God is full of surprises and change is on its way. Years ago, I met a wonderful man who's now died. His name was Bob Benson. Bob lived a wonderful life. I met him through my publishing world, and as a result of mutual friends, we got to know each other, and I really came to love Bob and his simple way of thinking and living. Very gifted man. He left in his legacy a piece I want to read. It's called Laughter in the Walls. Listen carefully. I pass a lot of houses on my way home, some pretty, some expensive, some inviting. But my heart always skips a beat when I turn down the road and see my house nestled against the hill. I guess I'm especially proud of the house and the way it looks because I drew the plans myself. It started out large enough for the two of us. I even had a study. Two teenage boys now reside in that study. And it had a guest room. Our girl and nine dolls are now permanent guests in that guest room. And it had a small room Peg had hoped would be her sewing room. Two boys swinging on the Dutch door have claimed this room as their own. So it really doesn't look right now as if I'm much of an architect. But it will get larger again. One by one, they will go away to work, to college, to the military service, to their own houses. And then there will be room for just the two of us, but it won't be empty. Every corner, every room, every nick in the coffee table will be crowded with memories. Memories of picnics, parties, Christmases, bedside vigils, summers, fires, winters, going barefoot, leaving for vacation, cats, conversations, black eyes, graduations, first dates, ball games, arguments, washing dishes, bicycles, dogs, boat rides, getting home from vacation, meals, rabbits, and thousand other things that filled our lives, the lives of those who have raised five. And Peg and I will sit quietly by the fire and listen to the laughter in the walls. I want that for you. Every one of us, regardless of your marital state, regardless of where you may live, I want you to have that kind of mentality as you step into tomorrow. And rather than ache and long for and drag the anchor from the past, trying to make it relive itself, leave it. Leave it. Let it go. And press on with new hope into a new future that God has planned for you. And by the way, the last time I checked, he didn't bother to tell us what it would be. You won't know until it's happening. And then in that new year, and maybe in a year or two that follows that new year, you'll realize what he had in mind, and you'll discover it wasn't the same as your past. It's a new beginning, new changes, new adjustments, new ways to adapt. But let me make certain that you stop on your own Damascus Road and you stop long enough to push those past accomplishments away, set them aside. That was then. This is now. Make sure you have done that. You're not ready for a new year until you are there and have taken care of that. Bow with me, please. Just close your eyes. Build your own Damascus Road right there in your lap. It's here where the Lord has stopped you. Your journey is now going to turn. It's going to move in a whole new direction. It may not look anything like it used to look, and that's good, because it's what He wants for you. He says to you, I'm Jesus. You've been fighting against me. Stop the fight. Open your heart. Let me in. I'm waiting. I'm willing to come into your life. By a simple prayer of invitation, you can turn your life over to Christ. By that I mean, give Him first place. Take yourself off the throne, enthrone Him, and say, in effect, Lord Jesus Christ, I take you now. I believe in you now. From this moment on, I'm yours. For your glory, for your purposes, whatever they may be. Thank you for coming into my life. Thank you, Father, for Jesus, who loved us and gave Himself for us. Thank you for a man vulnerable enough to admit that all of those great accomplishments were worthless compared to his relationship with you and your Son, Jesus. Thank you for stopping all of us in our tracks on this Sunday, pulling us aside, getting our attention, allowing us to hear the truth and receive your Son as our Savior. Now to Him who is able to guard you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever and ever and ever. Through Jesus Christ, I pray. And all God's people said, Amen, amen.